Yeah, V's been you know, a player that we got in touch with through Terry Sand's contacts with Samurai. V was playing a lot of sevens and tens for the Samurai side over the summer, and it is based at the Army base in Colchester. You know, so over the past season, maybe we've been working hard with the Army to try and establish a good link with them. And it's, you know, great that now we've got a couple of those guys on boards. We've got V and also Conor O'Reilly, who made his debut for the first team at the weekend as well, is based at Colchester. And obviously we've Maku Coriati as well in the back row. So it's good day that we can call that calibre player in. You know, the Army are keen for those guys to play regular club rugby at the weekend. And certainly from V's point of view, I guess it was a bit of a dream home debut. You know, it had a very good performance and I think was awarded man of the match, and certainly fitted straight in really to our style of play. So, no, really, really pleasing from that point of view.
You mentioned it was a dream home debut from him. In Bury's best performance of the season so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, certain aspects of it was very similar to, you know, the home game against Clifton, which we had first up. You know, a very pleasing first half. You know, we certainly played a lot of good attack and rugby that really replicated, you know, our structure of play and things we've been working on in training. So I think, you know, from a coach's point of view, it's always nice to see guys take things from the training park onto the pitch on a Saturday. You know, our defensive performance really over the first three games has probably been our standout feature. You know, the guys have developed a real attitude and desire to make it difficult for teams to break us down and hold out. You know, and probably the second half we felt we could have kicked on and got a bonus point, but Worthing came back into it. You know, and I think we showed a lot of, you know, I guess resolve in our defensive performance to hold them out and certainly go on and win the game, you know, probably pretty comfortably.
How battered and bruised are the squad? I know the opening game, the Clifton game in particular, it took a few knocks and there have been a couple of guys on the treatment table since then.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. You know, I think it's always concerning and a bit worrying at this early stage in the season where you're trying to manage, you know, contact elements of training, etc. And we certainly have a few individuals, the likes of Sean Stapledon, that really we've had to manage just really from Saturday to Saturday. You know, and I think it's a bit frustrating for Sean in that he probably hasn't been able to take a full part in training in between games, but for him it's about just getting the recovery, you know, in between, I suppose, the 7-day turnaround. Obviously we lost Pierre Perez, our scrum half, in game one, who hasn't sort of come back into it, probably another week away. Emma Williams as well, one of our new recruits in the back row, has missed a couple of games now through injury and hopefully be available again this weekend. So, yeah, it's felt a, you know, probably a disjointed start to the season, particularly from a training point of view, in that we've, you know, haven't been able to get through perhaps the content we've always wanted to get through, you know, trying to manage guys' injuries, trying to manage, you know, the numbers we've had there to training with regards to the first team guys being available. So hopefully, you know, touch wood, that things improve over the next few weeks and we can get, you know, a lot more guys in the training pitch, which then gives things, you know, a little bit more of a headache base for us with regards to our selection as well.
How pleased have you been with a couple of other recruits? You mentioned a couple of names there, but the likes of Darren Gillespie, I think he was your top man in the opening fixture, and Kai Griffiths as well, who's been playing.
Yeah, I think, you know, those guys, you know, probably Kai, Darren, Liam McBride as well, you know, those guys have contributed a lot on and off the pitch, you know, and that was really our thinking behind, you know, probably getting those guys on board, really, you know, not only what they would do on a Saturday, but also, you know, the level of experience and the level of professionalism they'd bring to us as a playing group, you know, Monday to Friday. And I think, you know, that's been a clear refaction. You know, you look at, you know, Liam and Kai and Darren, those guys have a real detail to, you know, how they want the game to be played and how they want to develop the understanding of the players around them. And they're guys that consistently, you know, turn up and, you know, put in performances at training on a Saturday. And certainly, you know, that's been a big area that we've wanted to improve on, just the consistency with how we train at a top standard and a top level, and then taking that into a Saturday's performance and having guys, you know, that are used to that level of performance week in, week out, has been a massive, you know, asset in addition to us as a playing group.
At Taunton this weekend, so an overnight trip?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we're going to use this as a two-night stopover. You know, it's an opportunity for us early in the season to sort of get the group together as well and go down in the Friday afternoon, make sure we get the preparation right, make sure we, you know, get a good performance on Saturday, but then also spend a bit of time together on the Saturday night. So we're very much looking forward to it. You know, this fixture happened, I guess, at this stage last season, and we felt we went down there and probably give, you know, Taunton a little bit too much respect. You know, it's a fantastic setup they have facilities-wise, and you know, I think the guys were a little bit taken aback by it. So, you know, we're going down there knowing a little bit more about, you know, what's going to be involved with the trip. I think, you know, they've had a flying start to it, sitting top of the table with three bonus point victories, so it's going to be a very tough task. But, you know, we know if we can go down there, hopefully we can get our hands on the ball and cause them a few problems like we did in both fixtures last season, and you know, hopefully we can take that element of our defensive performance from the last three games into it and make it very difficult for them to break us down.